Aloha, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Master Paul. I'm honored to be connecting with you today. Coming at you live from Master Shah's Tao Healing Center in Honolulu. And today is Tuesday. I want to say it's the 24th or 25th of April. And it is day six of 7 days of seven chakras. In Master Shah's teachings, which is what I share with everybody, it is called the sixth soul house. But most people have heard it called the third eye. One of the unique things about the sixth soul house is that it carries quite a bit more empowerment than most people are aware. So one of the blessings that will happen today as we go through the practices, as we go through the wisdom and the teachings and the guidance that Master Shah has brought to us, is a greater understanding of not only the power and significance of the sixth soul house, but we will also learn practices that you can do every day that have a direct association to empowering this energy center, which is also often known as the third eye. And this of course leads to the opportunity to open more one of the major spiritual channels that assist us with further connecting to the soul world. So there is actually a difference between the sixth soul house and the third eye, and there is a great deal of crossover as well. We're going to discuss both of those today. So this is what you can look forward to as we set the stage for this. Now yesterday, for those that missed the recording, was on the fifth soul house, which resides in the throat. The fifth chakra, again, is the verbiage that most people are familiar with. And the fifth soul house, it is a very important chakra. It resides between, of course, the heart chakra and the upper energy centers, the sixth and seventh soul house. And it can be a place of blockage for a lot of us. It could also be a place of great value. Yesterday I went into great and deep teachings and practices on how we create blockages in the fifth soul house, including wrong speech. When we have given orders, when we have maybe in other times we have been in an authority position and we give orders and those orders harm people in some way or another, that creates of course spiritual debt, and aspects of that could reside in our throat chakra. So there are deep wisdoms that you can go back and watch yesterday's recordings on. And you can watch any and all of the recordings, including the first five, the first chakra, first soul house, all the way through second, third, fourth, and yesterday's, by clicking above the video. There is a link to the archived videos. And so that's one way you can record or watch them again. Another way is by following one of the links above to my website, asoulhealer.com. And on my website you can locate the podcasts, and you can always download them and have them sent to your email, however you want to receive it, each and every time a podcast is loaded. They usually run about a week behind the actual live stream, but it's a great way and a great opportunity to listen at your own leisure instead of having to be present. And some of these, especially these teachings on the seven chakras, they are quite important to our overall well-being. They're definitely relevant to our optimal health, and they directly impact our emotional well-being. They directly impact our mental well-being. So there's a lot of areas, and obviously our spiritual well-being, but they are not, by any stretch of the imagination, insignificant in the bigger picture. So I'm going to pause a moment, acknowledge all those that are joining us here today. Welcome to Renee. Welcome to Lisa Prado. Aloha, Lori Geis. Welcome, Susan. Duven Dorden. Welcome, Susan Birchmore. Aloha, Jennifer. And thank you, Jennifer, for sharing these on your timeline with other people. One of your friends connected with me yesterday. Welcome, Petra. Welcome, Kayla. Renee's happy with himself or herself on time. Welcome to Diane. And aloha, Alicia. Alicia coming in from Australia. Welcome, Kathy Campbell. Welcome, Candy Cornett. Aloha, Sharon Dodd. And aloha, Missy. Welcome, Janet Mahoney. Carol Whitney, welcome. Welcome, Tammy Hunter. Welcome, Pat. Aloha, Kate Nicole. And aloha, Richard Mall. And anybody else who's joined us at this time, Kathy Monahan, welcome. And thank you all for hitting the share button, letting other people know about this. This will probably be a pretty popular one. Kristen, who is always with us, had a little bit internet difficulty today, so she may or may not be able to join us, but I'm sure she'll be hitting that share button. She's a trooper. I'm very grateful for her service. And so let us go ahead and connect heart to heart, soul to soul. We'll place our hands in the soul light, soul service hand position, dropping our left hand in front of our heart center, our right hand gently pointed towards heaven. And I'll invite in all the beings of light to serve today. Dear all layers of all beings serving the plan of the light side, including beloved Mother Earth, beloved Father Heaven, all angels, healing angels, archangels, masters, ascended masters, gurus, lamas, sifus, saints. Dear the soul of our beloved heavens teams, guides, angels, and saints, we love you all, honor you all, respect you all, and thank you from the bottom of our heart for your unconditional service. We ask for your presence at this time. We ask that you come to sit in our heart centers. Bless us to more fully open to our soul journey. Bless us to more easily align to our intention in this life. Bless us to open further our spiritual channels, our chakras. Please bless the wisdom that is imparted today, that it reaches as many souls as possible, impacts as many souls as possible with the highest and best wisdom that can be shared. Dear the soul of the source, soul song of love, peace, and harmony, transmitted to all souls in all universes. Love you, honor you, respect you. Thank you for your service. We ask you at this time to please turn on, and we ask all souls in all universes to join with us to chant, to serve others. So for those that are new, listening for the first time or watching for the first time, I invite you to close your eyes and receive this blessing from this song. It's a very powerful song and a song that naturally brings about love and peace and harmony. It is a song that has been translated actually into 50 languages and is sung around the world. Everybody that connects to love, peace, and harmony and wants to make a difference actually chants it 5 minutes each day at noon, wherever they're at in their time zone in the world. So this is a blessing. Everyone else, please join in. Let us begin. Lula, lula, li. Lula, lula, la, li. Lula, lula, li, lula. Lula, li, lula. Lula, li, lula. Wo ai wo xian her ling, wo ai chun ren li, wang ling rong her mu shi sheng, sheng ai ping an e xie, sheng ai ping an e xie. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join hearts and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. love, peace, and harmony. How, thank you, thank you, thank you. So thank you all for joining. Thank you for sharing. Da'ai, and welcome to Johnny Mambodi. Welcome to Elizabeth. Welcome also to Jan Lien Barton. Welcome Judas. And welcome Richard Mull. Kathleen Monahan. Welcome Emma McLaughlin. And anybody else, if I have not mentioned your name, please forgive me, it has not popped up. So today's teaching is a very, very important one. There will be wisdom, teaching, blessings. I will connect with heaven. And I will ask for a message regarding the power and significance of the sixth soul house, the third eye. And what is the higher intentions? What is the higher value associated with it? Why do so many people have this great concern about opening the third eye? And what you can do for actual practices? So I want to start out by giving a little backstory. My third eye is flickers. It shows me images, sometimes when I ask for it, sometimes when I'm not expecting it. I do not get movies, although some people do. There are a lot of people that whose third eye was actually quite open as a child. They saw quite a few things. But given the upbringing around them, maybe they were ridiculed, maybe they were told, oh, you're not seeing anything, and eventually they did not give it additional focus. The veils between the worlds, the veil between our physical world and the other side, so to speak, is actually in the process of thinning a bit more. And this is because it's widely known at this point, if you're anywhere close to your spiritual journey, that we are moving into a higher frequency. Some people call it dimension, fourth dimension. You'll hear all kinds of verbiage around it. I try to avoid specific verbiage because it could change. The more we become aware, the more knowledge we have, that verbiage could change. One thing that I'm confident in saying is that we as a human race are becoming more and more awakened, and part of that process is awakening to our soul nature. And that is the reason why I pay attention to the wisdom teaching that Master Shah has brought to humanity, because he has no agenda, he's not a religion, he only teaches soul, and he teaches us how to awaken to our soul's journey. He never takes credit for the wisdom, he offers all the credit to the divine. And he explains to us that there is a pathway to reach enlightenment. And he said that many of these pathways have been held from human beings for a long, long time, but that he is been rewarded, in essence, for awakening humanity in the ways that he has. And one of those is by awakening us to the purpose and intention of our chakras. If you have missed the previous teachings on chakra 1 through 5, I encourage you to go back to the recordings, which are in the archive listed above this video, and catch up. Also, if you're on podcast, you can, of course, always go back and listen to those again. So, the sixth soul house is referred to as a soul house in Master Shah's teaching because the soul goes through the process of enlightenment by moving from the first soul house through the channel that connects through and between the soul houses, and then eventually reaches the highest layers of enlightenment, in which there is personal enlightenment, meaning heart enlightenment. There is mind enlightenment, meaning you no longer have judgments, criticisms, negative anything. You are in perfect mind enlightenment, where you are basically in a pure state of love. And then there is, of course, body enlightenment, which means you are a pure light being. So those levels of enlightenment take many, many lifetimes to accomplish. And the soul, in its process of rising in its soul standing, of serving at higher and higher levels, becoming more selfless and less selfish, as it does so, its soul standing raises. And as its soul standing raises, it rises through the channels of the soul houses until it sits above the crown. That's why Master Shah refers to it as soul houses. Now, the sixth soul house sits in the center of the brain. It is the smallest of the soul houses. The other seven soul houses are fist-sized, whereas this one is actually cherry-sized. And it sits in the center of your brain. It is very relevant to many aspects, and I will read from Master Shah's book regarding that. But prior to actually reading from his book and then doing some practices, I want to give a bit more education on the interconnectivity of the sixth soul house and the third eye. And so I'm going to ask for Divine to offer some guidance on that. Divine Flow, it's called. So let me connect, and then I will share some wisdom with you. How? The sixth soul house is actually a little understood chakra. Most people believe they understand the third eye, and maybe they do. But in actuality, the sixth chakra or sixth soul house is different. It is not the same as the third eye. The sixth soul house is a repository of heavenly information. You have seen that the human vessel is built such that the grounding energies or foundational energies are at the lower centers, such as the first, second, and third chakras, soul houses. The first chakra has been stated to be the gear at the bottom of the sea. When one empowers it, the other gears, the other chakras, move with much greater proficiency. The second is a repository of gathering of energies through which immunity, stamina, and vitality are dramatically enhanced. The third soul house chakra has great associations with the health and wellness of the entire central core of the body. The fourth chakra, heart center, has great and pure associations with the yin-yang world, as it is the portal through which the yin and the yang occur. It is also the portal through which heaven communicates. There is much more to be said. The fifth soul house acts as the area through which communication at the physical level occurs. It has associations with confidence and willpower, and if blocked, can inhibit the higher energies from reaching the lower areas and the lower energies from circumnavigating the channel. The sixth soul house in the center of the brain actually has a great deal of association with universal intelligence. This is not to be confused with the Zhu Chao, which is the intelligence center in the center of the forehead. Rather, this area, when enhanced, when cleared of the Shen, Qi, and Jing blockages, further allows the spiritual third eye to have greater visibility and less encumberment. But more so, the sixth chakra, sixth soul house, has associations with universal intelligence, meaning that as this area is cleared, it allows the light of the wisdom ever experienced by your soul to come in and make a difference in your current experiences. The sixth soul house is also the repository for the messages that heaven delivers in the form of imagery. The pineal gland, which is in the center of the sixth soul house, has been identified as a very important physical world organ, if you will, that vibrates, and if it is purified and cleansed, can receive very high level vibrations. These vibrations, because of the nature of the pineal gland, the nature of the sixth soul house, are then interconnected to the electrical signature known as the third eye. This then is connected to a channel called the third eye channel, which originates in the Ming Men point, goes up through a channel to the heart center, and then up through and past the fifth soul house to the third eye and back down to the heart center. When this channel and the associated sixth chakra have been purified to a high level, the information that is being shared can be seen through this portal. The ability to receive information in this area is dependent upon a multiplicity of factors, including the ability to receive without judgment, without assumption, and without predisposed expectations of what one would see. It is much like seeing images of something that you have no idea what you are actually seeing. You only have your mind to judge it by, when in fact the soul world is not expecting you to judge with your mind. They are hoping you will receive with your heart. This is why the third eye channel runs from the Ming Men point through the heart center to the third eye and back to the heart center. For it is the heart center, when purified, that not only receives the message that comes with the third eye imagery, but also brings the clarity of what is intended to be understood. For the bulk of humanity, there is a great desire to have images of the soul world, to clearly see beings of light. There are, for some, this availability. Others, they actually see darkness. This has to do with the karma that the individuals have earned over the course of time, and their willingness to do the necessary practices and or efforts of service to sustain the continued blessings that are occurring when they receive these kinds of images. For those that receive unpleasant images or see unpleasant things, they would do well to pay attention to the wisdom, teachings, and blessings offered through the one known as Master Shah. For he offers not only guidance and wisdom to further open the third eye, but there are blessings to clear the blockages that inhibit more light from coming in, and would release those negative things that are seen. There is an unlimited amount of information that can be shared on this subject, but this is a good precursor to what you will learn today. How? Thank you. So this wisdom is information additionally to assist you with your greater understanding of the power and significance of the sixth soul house. So now I'll read a few things from Master Shah's book. Okay. And welcome to everybody new that came in. Welcome, Monica. So this is the Tao Song Tao Dance book, the same one I've been using all week. Tao Song, T-A-O, Tao Dance. Welcome, Barca. And I will read from page 42 on the sixth soul house. Welcome, Linda Martinez. The significance, benefits, and power of the sixth soul house can be summarized as follows. The sixth soul house is the key for empowering, maintaining optimal health and wellness of the central nervous system. The peripheral nervous system and the endocrine system. Now, honestly, I don't know what the difference is between the central nervous system and the peripheral nervous system. I can give you a semi-educated answer, but I might mess it up, so I'll let you look it up. The endocrine system, however, has associations with the adrenals, and I believe the thyroid, and I believe the pituitary gland, the pineal gland, excuse me. I believe there's some interconnection between all three of them. Obviously, the pineal gland has a direct connection to that. It is the key for developing the third eye. It is the key for developing intelligence and wisdom. It is the key for developing all brain functions. Think about that. All brain functions. What is it? It said that we use about somewhere between 2 and 10% of our brain capacity. It is the sacred powerhouse for developing concentration and memory. It is the sacred powerhouse for developing intuitive abilities. It is the sacred powerhouse for developing Shen. Shen is a Mandarin Chinese word that means soul or message, information. So it is a sacred powerhouse for developing soul messages. It is the sacred powerhouse for developing Tao Song power and Tao Dance hearing. Tao Song power of Tao hearing, excuse me. Tao hearing, I didn't know that. And so you'll notice in here that it does not say it is the third eye. Obviously, they're superimposed one over the other, but the sixth chakra has a different purpose. The sixth soul house has a different purpose. It is more associated with the brain and its overall connectivity to intuition, to intelligence, and more. It just so happens that the third eye and the sixth soul house are juxtaposed one upon the other, and they serve different functions. The practices we're going to employ have the empowerment to actually bless both, which is a very wonderful practice when you think about it. Now, for those that are not familiar, just a little anecdotal information, has nothing to do with Master Sha teachings. The pineal gland can be negatively impacted by fluoride. This is just education I've learned on my own. Maybe half of you know it, maybe you don't. And so when they fluoridate water, it actually is very harmful to the human body. There is nothing healthy about it. Do your homework. But one of the things it does, it actually creates a little bit of a crust around the pineal gland, and it inhibits our ability to connect to our higher higher levels. So if you happen to live in a zone where they fluoridate the water, as quickly as you can, stop drinking it. You know, clean your water and learn different methods to pull that fluoride out of your body. Just a little side note there. Okay, so the practice will continue based on yesterday's wisdom, this whole week's wisdom, where we chant the mantra Hei Ya Yo Dao, Hung Ya Yo Dao, Hong Ya Yo Dao. Depending on the chakra, we change the first word. The first word for the sixth soul house is Yi, Y-I, Yi Ya Yo Dao. And so we will chant a couple of minutes each. Yi Ya Yo Dao, Yi Ya Yo Zhong. Zhong is a Mandarin Chinese word that means core, the core of our lower abdomen, the core of the entire lower abdomen. Has many, many energy centers in it. Then we will chant Yi Ya Yo Ling. Ling, L-I-N-G, is a Mandarin Chinese word that means soul. Then we will chant Yi Ya Yo Shu, S-U, means emptiness. And finally, yiyayo kong, K-O-N-G. Kong is ultimate emptiness. Hundun. The hundun is before creation. It's the energy matter that just is a big fog before everything's actually created. And so there's a reason why Master Shah made this a chanting, because it takes us to deeper layers of emptiness. When we go to deeper layers of emptiness, then the frequencies of the higher layers can come in, serve us, clear blockages. So that's why we chant in these orders. So we will continue that pattern. And as always, I will ask my treasures for the sixth soul house to turn on and radiate blessings out to each of you to bless you, to further enhance and clear blockages in your sixth soul house. Now also, as with all of the other chakras, you can receive individual blessings for each one of those. And I can do readings for you as to which one you might need more so than another, including readings for if you have significant blockages, for example, in your message center, your heart center, or if you have significant blockages in your sixth soul house, your third eye, etc. You can receive blessings, soul operations, crown chakra blessings, or healing and transmission systems, which literally clear out the karma blockages. In the case of the last one I mentioned, it includes light wall protections and a brand new third eye or brand new sixth soul house. Again, they are separate depending on what you need. So today, let us focus on the self blessings, self-healing mantras to do this on your own. Let us sit up straight, place our feet flat on the floor if you can, touch your heels together. Ideally, you want your back away from the back of the chair, which allows the chi to flow smoothly. We'll place our hands. When we get ready to do the body power, what you'll do is you will have one palm slightly bent over your forehead, an inch or two away, like what you see me turn sideways here, inch or two away. The other one will be over your lower abdomen, so that will be your body power. But now we're going to go ahead and do soul power. So let's place our hands in soul light, soul service hand position. With our left palm dropped in front of our heart center and our right hand gently pointed towards heaven. Let's close our eyes and let us connect, invite in the beings to serve us. Please repeat after me if it is comfortable. Dear all the beings of light that we have invited in today, we love you, honor you, respect you. We ask most humbly and sincerely for your blessings to bless us to more fully open and develop our sixth soul house and third eye. We are deeply humbled, honored, and grateful. Thank you. Dear the soul of my sixth soul house, I love you. You have the power to more fully develop yourself, to more fully develop your intelligence. You have the power to more fully develop your intuitive abilities. Do a great job. Thank you. Dear the soul of my third eye, I love you. You have the power to more fully develop yourself. You have the power to receive messages from the soul world and to offer me guidance as appropriate. Do a great job. Thank you. So this is the soul power. Now we'll do a forgiveness practice. Continue to repeat. Dear all souls, in this and all time, if I or my ancestors have brought any form of harm or suffering to you in any time, by thought, by word, and by action, I sincerely apologize. If I or my ancestors have brought harm or suffering to your brain, your third eye, your intelligence, your intuitive abilities, if we have offered wrong spiritual teachings and wisdoms that have caused our third eye to close or our sixth soul house to have incurred karma, truly, once again, I deeply and sincerely apologize. I wish to serve humanity to more further awaken to my soul's journey and intention. Please offer me your unconditional forgiveness. I wish to offer you my unconditional forgiveness if you have brought any form of harm or suffering to me in this or any lifetime. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so what I'd like you to visualize is light coming into your third eye, into your sixth soul house. But as it comes in there, it does not stay there and gather, because we don't want to harm this area. I want you to see it come into that point and then gently travel down to your heart center. Okay? See it come into this point, have it travel down to your heart center. So now we're going to place one palm in front of the third eye, just like I was showing you, like this, okay, about an inch or two away. The other one we'll place over the heart center. Visualize the light coming in to the third eye and then going down to your heart center. We will chant Yi Ya Yo Dao. Let's do this together. Yi Ya Yo Dao. 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 Yi Ya Yo Zhong. 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 So for those that have just joined us, we are chanting to serve and awaken the sixth soul house and third eye. For those that have their hands in these positions, you can swap them. I'd like you to move the hand that's in front of the heart center to behind the dip in your back. This is called the Ming Men Point. If you can't reach back there, put it on the front of your body in the abdomen. I want you to put your mind, see the light coming into the third eye, and continue to watch the light go down to your heart center. Your free hand will be on that dip in your lower back. This is the Ming Men Point. I ask my treasure for my third eye and for my sixth soul house to turn on, to radiate, and offer blessings as appropriate to everyone's sixth soul house, third eye, to further awaken and open it as appropriate. Let us continue. Yi ya yo ling, 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 yi ya yo ling. Yi ya yo ling, 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 yi ya yo shu, yi ya yo shu. Visualize the light. Yi ya yo shu, yi ya yo shu, yi ya yo shu. You can switch your hands if they're tired. Yi ya yo shu, yi ya yo shu, yi ya yo shu, yi ya yo shu, yi ya yo shu. Yi ya yo shu, 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 yi ya yo kong, 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 yi ya yo kong. Keep your eyes closed. Pay attention. Are you noticing any movements of energies from your third eye to your heart center. Any vibration inside your brain, on top of your head, and your third eye itself. If you have third eye, did you see anything that was happening? Did you feel any movement of chi through your body, warmth or vibration anywhere else? We only practiced about 8 or 9 minutes, but with the practicing in a group and having the treasures that I have sent to you to assist you, there could be some significant benefits. Please share any of your experiences that you might have had. So for those that came in late, I encourage you to watch from the beginning. A lot of the education is about the sixth soul house. And as indicated in the earlier teachings, it is superimposed over the third eye. So there are actually separate teachings, but there is some interconnectivity. By developing one, you're developing the other. So it's good to do third eye practices. It's good to do sixth soul house practices, because you could have an active third eye, but it could be inhibited by a sixth soul house that has associated blockages, and vice versa. So that's why it's important to have both. And this mantra is on the sixth aspect of the sixth chakra. Tomorrow we go into the seventh, and each one has a sound power. Hey, hung, hong, ha. Hey, hung, hong, ah, shi, yi. Yi is what we just did. Wong is the seventh soul house. Hey was the first. Hung was the second. Hong, hong, h-o-n-g, was the third soul house. Ah was the fourth soul house. Yesterday we did the throat, fifth chakra, and that sound power was shi, and then the sixth soul house was yi. Wong is tomorrow, and then you chant yo. So we're going to gear up towards the mantra that will happen on Thursday. So I will practice with you as I read some of the after I read some of the comments. We will do the mantra that moves the light, the chi, through the seven soul houses and back down in front of the spinal column. There's actually a way to move this entire blockages through the seven chakras. And so Monica Castro, she says she saw a big brain. She's trying to describe it. Susan said, amazing. She felt the chi moving with the helps of eagles. It was like there was a beautiful movie playing within her Native American princess, who is her guide. I am so blessed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Countless bow downs. Kathy Campbell says, forehead and top of head is tingling. Kate Nicole, she felt peace, and she's wondering why when she tries to visualize that everything is murky, like a smoky room. It has been this way for a few years now. It's just an aspect of the third eye not being fully open yet. And so there's like a veil there. And so you just do more practices associated with the third eye. Be very consistent, you know, 1 or 2 hours a day if you truly want to open it. If you can, try to practice with one of Master Shaw's videos on YouTube. You know, he has third eye videos where he chants. And so it could help you that way. So there's many ways in which you can further empower it. Also empowering, of course, the Kundalini area. The more power and practices you do on that, the more food for the third eye occurs, and it could pop open, and the gray will go away. So Monica says it could be her third eye field maybe that she saw. It's possible. Susan Birchmore shares, she saw a hole in my hand and light pouring through the hole in her hand to the third eye, and at the end she saw the hands playing together, or together praying. Beautiful, beautiful sharing. Thank you. And you're very welcome, Sharon. Lisa Prado says she lost the desire to eat meat in that moment. Interesting. What could be the reason for this purification happening so easily? Clearing the chakra blockages is the answer. Angie says, thank you, Master Paul. Feeling vibration in the forehead. So this is a relatively short but very powerful practice. One of the reasons it's so powerful is because we're employing the four powers. Body power, right? Where our hands go, energy flows. Do any of you feel lightheaded and dizzy? My guess would be no. Why? Because after we brought in the light, we moved it down a bit, opened up our heart center. Okay, so it's important because if you just bring it directly in here, you miss the point, and it's also an inappropriate practice. Master Shah has taught us that to never bring it directly into the third eye without grounding yourself. So this is an aspect of bringing it in and then bringing the energy down. That's also why we put the focus on the Kundalini area, because when the Kundalini area, the Mingmen point, is impressed upon, then it feeds and nourishes the Shen Qi Jing that shoots up the spinal column, basically awakening the Kundalini fire little by little, and that has the propensity, if heaven deems you are ready, to more fully open your third eye or open it for the first time. But this is why we do things these things in a specific order. Okay. So thank you, Candy, for sharing that you felt vibration in your body. For those that are interested, there are blessings available for third eye or for the sixth soul house. Can do crown chakra blessings, can do soul operations, can do healing and transmission systems. They range from 75 for the soul operation, crown chakras are 100, and the third eye, new third eye, karma cleansing, light wall protection, that's 200. So if anybody is interested, you can contact me. It's a great opportunity to further enhance your abilities. Of course, there's no promises that instantly you'll start seeing light beings, but if you do the practices after that, you could have significant benefits. Okay? So tomorrow we will focus on the seventh soul house, the crown chakra. Very, very important. Very often people have blockages up here that inhibit them from more fully developing their heaven's intelligence to further align them to the soul journey. Information could come in, but it only comes in at a trickle because it's blocked up here in the seventh chakra. So tomorrow's wisdom will assist us a lot with deeper and greater understandings of that. So thank you for coming. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for subscribing. If you're new, at the end of the video, you can hit the subscribe button. Also on the top of my Facebook page, you can hit the subscribe and you'll be made aware of when I go live on live streams. And if you prefer podcasts, just follow back to my website and you'll find the opportunity to watch my my video blogs there and the podcasts, of course. So love you, love you, love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.